Lunchtime is coming up, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Hometown in baseball last night, Reedsburg was a winner over Cazenovia after getting out early.
High fly ball to left field, pretty well catered. Back goes the left fielder, back. That one is into the tennis courts for a grand slam home run.
Home run for
James Corwith. I knew it was trouble when I left the bat. I thought the park might hold it, but Jacob Keller ran out of room out there. And with one swing of the bat, the Pirates go up by a score of 6-0.
Corwith would have a total of 5 RBIs, 12-6 the final. Reedsburg gets the win over Cazenovia. Reedsburg is on the road today to play at Black Earth. That game is underway. Also, games going on in the Sunday League action tomorrow. Cazenovia will be at Middleton. Reedsburg back in action at Ashton and Mazamani at Cross Plains. Also coming up tomorrow, Verona at Argyle. It's Scholesburg-Benton playing at Muscadet, Belleville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, Ridgeway at Hollandale, and Wyota plays at Arena. Arena lost one last Sunday but came back to win on Thursday. Here is manager Nick Larson.
Try getting the guys to play loose when you go against a team like Verona. That's kind of always got the target on their back, and our guys did just that. I mean, we put the ball in play. We were up 6-3 late in the game, and we just had a few miscues, and you can't do it against a team like Verona. And kind of put a chip on our shoulder for Thursday night. We came out against Sauk, and the guys had some real nice approaches at the plate, and I think we scored in every inning, and we looked pretty sharp.
I asked Nick about tomorrow's opponent, Wyota.
They're a young team. They're kind of gritty, and they have some pretty good approaches at the plate. And it's just, you just never know who's going to show up. And like I said, our guys are kind of hungry for it because we had a few things go the wrong way for us down there. So they'll be ready to go, I think, on Sunday.
We'll have the game for you at 1 o'clock on the radio, 12:45 pregame from FM 100.9. One other score today, Blanchardville 16, Dodgeville 4. It was the Brewers losing in the early game today against Pittsburgh, 7-6, the first game of a doubleheader. A big loss for the Brewers, who did have a comeback. They are keeping their chance to go to 60th win of the season. They're looking at a game today, game 2 of the doubleheader. The first one was a makeup. The regularly scheduled game features the Pirates leading 3-2. In the 7th inning. Brewer left-handed pitcher Kyle Harrison has gone on the 15-day injured list with tightness in his throwing forearm. The Brewers announced the move before their doubleheader. They recall left-hander Robert Gasser from AAA Nashville. The move is retroactive to Thursday. Harrison had told reporters that he was dealing with elbow soreness after he pitched 4 innings and took the loss on Wednesday. Left-hander Justin Wrubelski became the 6th member of the World Series champion Dodgers on the National League All-Star roster, and Chicago outfielder Tristan Peters was added to the American League squad a day after becoming the 7th White Sox player to hit for the cycle. Wrubelski replaced Cincinnati right-hander Chase Burns, who won't be active for Tuesday night's game at Philadelphia's Citizens Bank Park. Michigan has agreed to a 2-year contract with men's basketball coach Mike Boynton, removing the interim tag as he was given that after Dusty May left to lead the NBA's Dallas Mavericks. Athletic director Ward Manuel announced the move yesterday, going for some continuity on the coaching staff for the defending national champions. An Ohio judge has granted a preliminary injunction for 24 men's and women's college basketball players suing the NCAA to be eligible, claiming the new age-based model unfairly shuts them out of further competition. Judge Christopher Wagner said Thursday the NCAA eligibility rules have been applied in an arbitrary and other manners. Wagner allows the athletes in the lawsuit an opportunity to enter the transfer portal. He scheduled a conference for August 4th to prepare for the trial. And a runner has been gored in the face, and many more were fortunate not to be seriously injured during a chaotic bull run at Spain's San Fermín Festival. The six bulls and accompanying steers charged through the crowds of thrill seekers who packed the narrow street course in Pamplona today. One runner was pierced by a horn in the face, while 12 more people needed medical treatment for an assortment of knocks. That's according to the University of Navarra Hospital. The bulls are killed in bullfights later in the day. Today was the fifth morning run of the eight-day festival. That is a look at sports. I am Phil Nee.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.